This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Podbay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. The alter your locus aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 degrees Kelvin to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it, Michael? That's Cash saying yes. So, as always, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah. So, Lady Laugh Track.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
Oops. Yeah, that was quick. I like it.
Yeah. Is that all the female voices together laughing?
It's MK. No, it's everyone but MK.
Not a guarantee.
Well, wait, who's the ladies on the Fiends? There's Diana. It's Diana and Lisa.
Yeah.
And
MK didn't do it.
Yeah, MK. She's on time. That's it, right? I'm not missing any ladies. Oh, because Nikki Darling quit the Fiends today. And let's see, we had... I think Steve wins. I think he had 1 month on the next Fiend. Before she joined, I think he had 1 month on the next Fiend, wasn't it?
I think so.
He won the pool. Yeah.
Well,
I'm kidding. But no, she was just too busy to do the show. But that does open up a chick seat on the Fiends. So if you're a chick, and we can call you a chick. And
you're not easily it's not offended.
It's not like the Howard Stern show. I'm not going to like... you know, point lasers at you on the radio or anything, but boy, that sounded wrong on several levels.
Yeah. That's okay.
Oh, here's the ladies quit it. This is called Quit It Ladies. It's got the snort.
That's perfect.
Diana's snort.
Yeah. The first time I heard that, I knew that was her.
Oh, you know what my ringtone is now? This is funny, because you can set ringtones from all these apps. If you want to know how to set ringtones from the Fiends apps, and you should get Not a Guarantee, Lulberts, and what's the new one? Pocket Alibi.
Yeah, the Pocket Alibi, definitely.
Get all of them. But this is my ringtone now.
Do you want to be able to tell almost anyone almost anything with only two words? And how about if you could do it without saying a single word? Then you need Not a Guarantee, Lulberts.
I usually stop it screaming by that point, but it's a minute long. You know, I kind of want to put that on the radio. It's, you know, I don't know if I want to free up a space for a 60-second ad, but that's not even 60 seconds. I wish you could do it. It's like a 52-minute, but I really would like that to play on radio. I think I might do that.
Well, which 60-second ads are currently in rotation for the radio? Are there any, or are they all 30 ones?
I can ditch two 30-second ads, too. They can move them around.
Oh, yeah, but I was just trying to think, like, what's up there. I don't remember what's on the radio and what's not anymore.
While I look, check your email. Look at the picture of my fat cat. Since you're the BIPCOT licensed vet, I told you how Bob was overeating, and we put him on a diet yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Not that fat. I've seen fat.
Oh, no, I mean, that's not the greatest angle to tell, but he doesn't look...
Yeah.
Like I said, I know fat cats. That's not a fat cat.
Yeah, he still has the shape of a cat.
You know? Yeah, I know.
Cats that look like Jabba the Cat.
Yes, I've met them. I've taken care of them. Yes, there's definitely cats that are extreme. I just came from my house.
I knew fat cats. I've worked with fat cats. And you, Bob, are no fat cat.
Exactly. I was just at a house earlier tonight that had two cats that were definitely, both of them were much larger than Bob. So I think
Bob's 6 or 7 months, man.
It's never a bad idea to try to keep them in check, because normally, I mean, it's funny. Most experts, I guess, will say that cats normally just eat till they're full and they're done. But it's like, then how do you explain these fat cats? Because some of them don't have that shut off switch.
The other two have the shut off switch. Yeah. Bob's, you know, it seems he's not getting into my prednisone, but he seems like he's on prednisone, you know?
Yeah.
Remember your ravenous weasels you had?
Yes. I had most of my weasels were on prednisone at one point.
Why?
Unfortunately, well, with weasels or ferrets, as they're more commonly known, I think it's 4 or maybe 5 now specific diseases that are like, ferret specific. And in the U.S., the U.S. domesticated ferret
usually ends up with at least one of these at like something ridiculous at like a 70%+ rate, just because of all the inbreeding.
God and
all
doesn't want them to exist.
Well, it's just like anything. What they do with people domesticated ferrets, yeah, because what they do with domesticated ferrets here in the States is essentially backyard breeding, like they do with
there
the dogs.
There ought to be a law. They should outlaw ferrets. Oh, wait. Yeah. They did. A lot of places.
Well, why? See, it's funny. In New York City, it's not illegal to own one, but you're not allowed to purchase one within the city. So nobody's allowed to sell them within the city. And if you get caught with one, you may get harassed, even though I don't think it's still technically illegal. But I believe the story I was given the first time around when I checked into this was that people were getting them as pets. And then the parents just didn't want to deal with them anymore, and they're just releasing them out in the streets. And ferrets have no fear of anything. They will go up against and protect themselves against anything, doesn't matter how big they are. So they were starting fights with the sewer rats and stuff like that. And it got kind of ugly, so they were just like, "Nope, no more ferrets here." Because when I worked in the Petco out here on Long Island years ago, people used to drive out to me from the city just to buy their ferrets because they weren't allowed to buy them anywhere within the city limits.
Smuggling ferrets across city lines,
basically. Yes.
They also a while back made this is kind of cool as laws go. They actually legalized veterinarians taking care of these less than legal beasts. You know about that? For a while, it was illegal, right? They could lose your license.
Yeah. That's hard. I was lucky enough back when I had my ferrets, I had one of them who was, like, she's actually world-renowned. I managed to hook up with her at one point, but there aren't a lot of them, because, most vets you go into, you bring a ferret, they're just like, I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah. Speaking of government, Cash Newman did my taxes today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So they're covered in green dust and probably look like
covered in green dust, and then I put a Bipcot sticker on it. People do that. People should put Bipcot stickers when they file their taxes. That'd be funny.
I'm more of the opinion that people should just stop filing their taxes. Don't bother.
I don't. No comment.
I stopped doing that. It's so liberating. I mean, what? No, no way.
You know,
hypothetically.
Yeah. You lost your taxes in a voting accident.
Exactly.
Wait, what? No, that was Wyoming. We talked about that last night.
Well, I guess it is nearing tax time now, right? It's coming along.
Yeah.
People be scrambling. Whatever.
I like that thing that somebody put wheat pasted on the mailboxes like a couple years ago on tax day or the day before tax day, and it was like that kind of pimped out looking picture of young Obama where he's smoking a cigarette, you know, that picture, and he's wearing like a fedora hat, and it said bitches better have my money
picture. Yeah,
tax day.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah, well, that guy, I think I don't know if that started with him or they do it with there's the picture of George Carlin dressed as a priest from whatever movie he was in, and that they do that one a lot too, because I see a lot of them done centered around the church, you know, basically the same idea. It's Sunday, you know, where's my money, bitch?
Yeah.
So,
God, what was that?
No, that was pretty funny. I remember. What was that? The Chino Chupo gang or whatever he was a part of? I don't even remember. Obama, when that picture that came.
Oh, Chavo.
That is a funny picture. Yeah, something. Chimo, something.
The Chimo game, right?
That might be it. Yeah, I don't remember what it is.
Chimo means child molester. Was he in the Chimo gang, Obama?
I don't know. Maybe he was with the other Muslim, you know, people that he apparently comes from. I have no idea. I don't even care.
Allegedly.
Yes, exactly. We need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I do that at the beginning of every show. I try to remember to do that at the beginning of all my shows. Like about one morning. All right, I'm covered.
The movie's called Dogma. It's a Kevin Smith movie.
Oh, that's right. I should know that. I've seen that movie enough. I should know it's from
Doesn't
that
it
one.
Take place in your town or something.
No, it's in Jersey, I think, for the most part.
I thought
part.
Long Island was in New Jersey.
No.
That's you know what that is? That's a huge, that's so inside baseball. Only me and one person who's alive know what it is. But it's funny. It's Cubby Selby, Hubert Selby, when he was working with Kenny Schifrin, who made the Selby movie with me.
Okay.
They were writing a screenplay together. It never got produced, but they were working together like daily when he first met Selby before they became like really good friends when they're kind of starting to become friends. And Selby started doing this thing for whenever Kenny would say to somebody in front of him, like, you know, like, oh, where are you from? And Kenny'd say, oh, I'm from Queens. And Selby'd say, yeah, where's that? That's out in Jersey, right? Because Selby was from Brooklyn, and Brooklyn has this, like, you know that at those maps that people frame from the New Yorker magazine of like a New Yorker's view of the world?
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, New York is 90% of it, and then there's like New Jersey is a little sliver behind that, and then like Europe is even smaller and behind that. Like, you know, the whole world is New York City. Well, Brooklynites are even more so like that. Like, you know, Brooklyn, then there's New York, and then there's the rest of the world.
Oh yeah. Well, a lot of the Bronx is like that to a certain extent too. The boroughs tend to be like that. Queens gets a little more at least around here. Queens is looked down upon by the other boroughs, but not as much as because Long Island, Queens is actually part of Long Island. But most people don't even consider that. Like Queens is on Long Island.
Is Long Island a borough?
No, there's two more counties out here which most people think constitutes Long Island. Like, Long Islanders consider only Nassau and Suffolk County part of Long Island, but if you actually look at a map of the actual area, Queens is actually on this side of the bridges too. It's all on the same island. But yeah, the people in Queens, they look down upon us too. Where
Archie Bunker is from, right? Archie Bunker is from
there? Think so. I think it was
he
somewhere
was the
in
original
Queens.
King of Queens.
Yes.
No, wait, what's the Bronx? Well, maybe the Bronx. I don't know.
I don't remember where. It's been so long since I watched All in the Family. I mean, I do remember watching as a kid because my dad loved it, but I can't remember. Somewhere
I'm
in
surprised
there,
they're not remaking it now that Trump's president.
They can't. Please don't. What? If anybody gets that idea in their head, please, because you cannot top Carol O'Connor.
Starring Louis C.K.
Oh, see, they ruined so many, like, they ruin so many things by trying to bring them back or update them. You cannot you cannot replace Carol O'Connor. You can't.
I know.
He was brilliant in that role.
He was also an inveterate liberal. Do you know that? The actor?
I remember hearing about that, yes.
I mean, everyone in that show was. The whole point was making fun of Republicans and conservatives. But occasionally, Archie made sense. Like when he said, oh, you want to stop hijacking? Allow people to bring their guns on planes. And it sounded like so insane. But hey, that's my plan. That's what I'm saying.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
Take some feed there. Pour up,
Wonderful timing.
Good times. Good times.
And that's what a professional does.
Yeah. Well, as soon as the music's out, I'm going to let you vamp.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go listen.
You're going to go check. So I'll talk. I've had a wonderfully interesting day. I came home.
Well, we got to talk amongst each ourselves with the music out.
Oh, well, we could do
and
that.
And then I'll go check. Well, you know, I have copper loaf. Do you have copper loaf? Do you envy my copper loaf?
Copper loaf? Wait, that doesn't sound right.
Well, it's like a gold bar, but it's made of copper.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's very cheap, inexpensive, but it's beautiful.
Copper loaf. I do not have any, so yes, I guess at some level I would be envious of your copper loaf, because I do not have a copper loaf.
So, vamp. I'll be back.
Vamp. All right, well, while you're gone, I'll just complain about my day. So I came home today. Like, I left for work around 11 a.m. or so, which is when I normally leave during the week because my walks don't start till about then. And everything seemed fine. And then I came home about 5 or 6 hours later, and I walked inside, and I was like, wow, it's mighty warm in here. I guess the heat kicked on sooner than it should have. And as I walked further into the house, I'm like, wait a minute, it's not just warm. And then I saw my dog, who's panting up a storm. I'm like,
Fiend
what the heck
phone.
Happened? And apparently, the heat in my house just decided to crank itself up. It was nearing 90 by the time I got home. I almost had my dog stroke out on me. It was not fun. So
you can't, right, you can't say heck on the radio.
Apparently.
Hey, Steve. All right. Well, let's all three say hi, and then I'll go vamp and check. So, hi, Steve Miller-Miller. How are you?
Vamp or vape? I'm good.
Vamp. I don't vape. Yeah.
Can I do both?
I know.
I'm not a hipster. I don't vape.
You're kind
Talk
of
me.
You were the first hipster.
Yeah. I quit vaping because it damaged my health before most people started vaping. Give it five more years. They're all going to be on oxygen.
How is that not a hipster statement? Explain that. Oh, I quit before everyone.
Jeremy. What do you think, Jeremy?
What it was, well, please.
I do think that kind of epitomizes hipster right there. So, yeah. I'm going to have to agree with Steve. That does seem very hipsterish. I was doing this before. It was cool.
So, I have a hot take that I would like to share with the entire Fiendtopian community.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen Penn Jillette lately?
Not for a while. Why?
He looks like an old black man now. And, like, there's a very specific kind of old black man. Because, like, you get old, you gain a bunch of weight in middle age. And then a lot of times you lose it, like, by later in life. And you get this very, like, Charlie Rangel / John Conyers / like, it's just where, like, your clothes are too big. And, like, your skin looks like it's too big for your body.
Yes, okay. I know the look.
And, like, kind of washes out of it. Hmm. Yeah. And he put out a new video today. It was actually a really good video about how, like, when you're an atheist, all these other thought systems are pretty much equally wrong and equally value neutral. So there's no point in, like, when you're shrieking about how you're an atheist and how that makes you better than everybody else, don't lose sight of the fact that most people are generally good. And of the 7 billion people, odds are you're going to get somebody who, like, isn't, like, completely, like, a wicked person, which is sort of radical for a libertarian to say that most people are good, because, you know, you're supposed to say that most people are sheep that, like, don't filter their water and this, that, and the other thing. It was actually a really good video. I forget what it's called.
What are you talking about? I missed
Penn Jillette. He was talking about Penn Jillette and how he's starting to look like an old black man, I guess.
Steve's messing with his mic. I can hear it. Yeah. So, Steve.
I was messing with my headphones.
Since I got a $500 royalty check for films I made today, which is a really good month for me.
Wait, you made these films today?
No.
Already got your $500?
Busy. No.
I made them over the past 12 years. But so I have, and I have to get my fence fixed, as usual. Oh, I have a funny fence story. So, but I'm going to ask Steve. So, Steve, since we're duplicating your equipment, Steve, at two locations, you're getting Nikki Darling's computer that Doc Watson donated because she's quitting the show, so you're going to have it. And I have an extra mic for you. Do you also need an extra pair of headphones and an extra mic stand?
I'm running a headphone surplus, so no.
So, okay, and you have closed-ear ones?
I feel kind of weird saying that on radio, living in Kensington, that I have a surplus of anything. My general position is I own nothing.
They'll run up in your houses to get that $19 set of headphones.
Yeah.
So you have two.
Well,
no,
the $19 ones are in Delaware. The $5 ones that still cover my ears are in Philly.
Yeah, and I'm sending the gear to Delaware because I don't want a computer in a box sitting on your porch in Kensington. So all you need is a mic stand then. Is that correct, Steve? I'll send you a mic stand to Delaware.
That's correct, but I can get it. Or improv it, whatever.
All right. Then steal one from the improv. Next time you do.
Send me a mic stand.
Walk out backwards like you're walking in.
Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Do you want to be able to tell almost anyone almost anything with only two words? And how about if you could do it without saying a single word? Then you need Not a Guarantee, Wolbert's. The new app that's like Pocket Alibi Lite, in that it's like Pocket Alibi if Pocket Alibi only had two words instead of 200 words. Oh yeah, and if it also played the Lulberts podcast. Lulberts, that's our word. Not a Guarantee, Lulberts, is from Beastlick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, the good people who brought you Bipcoin, Fiendphone, and the best-selling app, Find G.G. Allen's Grave. Log on today at https://...
/play.google.com and get the free BIPCOT licensed app, not a guarantee, Lulberts. Do it! Do it! Do it till you're satisfied!
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Worms, yeah, you know it. Yeah. So, this is the Freedom Fiends on National Public Radio. And if you would like a transcript of this show, please send $5
to Burrell's.
Check or money order to Steve Miller Miller, General Delivery, Kensington, Philadelphia.
And Wyoming. If you do a General Delivery, you only need a 3-cent stamp.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
I tried to get a General Delivery, but in Kensington, they won't send out high-ranking delivery like that. They only sent us Lieutenant Delivery.
Yeah. No, that's one of those things. That's
I'm a 5-star General Delivery.
You're a gold star gay. No, you're not.
No, he's not.
No,
come
on.
You get drunk and experiment with women.
I'm from Kensington.
It's all good.
Yeah, you know,
there's no gay straight Kensington.
How many stations are you trying to get us kicked off of tonight? Like,
you gotta do what you gotta do to, you know,
you're kind of baiting me
to get your medicine. You know, you can't be picky.
I worked at a hotel lobby one time, and they played the worst lobby music of all time. I was later fired for making homophobic statements from this hotel, but that was that's a separate scenario.
Wait a minute.
There was
it disco?
No, it was this awful pop, oftentimes Euro, but there was one song, and the chorus was, I got to take my medicine, you got to take your medicine, we got to take our medicine,
ew.
Yeah, my medicine, and
wow.
Was it a pro-HIV public service announcement?
Everybody figured out the songs were all on a 24-hour loop, and it would come on at 8:08 every single morning, and wow. I'd be there working the morning shift, and I would huddle with all my coworkers at 8:08, and we would sing this song to each other. And they said that the day after I got fired, they all cried when you got to take your medicine.
And you weren't going to lead the song.
Yes.
Wow. I thought Muzak was horrible. At least it's not the same time every day.
Although they also had at like 10:30 in the morning, somewhere around there, Jill Scott's Golden came on. So Jill Scott's a singer from Philly, which is probably why they included it in there to keep their experience local. And Jill Scott's Golden is a great song. Living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden. Great song. Go look it up.
Wow.
Jill Scott's great. I cooked for her one time at my other job.
Jill Scott Heron.
Jill Scott Heron. War. What is Steve's it good for? Absolutely golden.
That's not Gil Scott Heron.
I know. Confused.
Wait, what's Gil Scott?
The Revolution will not be televised.
Of course not. It's going to be on iTunes.
He was a junkie, and his nickname was Gil Scott Heroin. And I saw him like near the end, like a couple years before he died, play in San Francisco. And he was nodding out like the whole show. I mean, the whole show was him. It was like him and a piano and a drum machine and some pre-recorded backing tracks. He was the only
guy. Not good showmanship. Can't be doing Kensington Avenue yoga during a concert.
Especially if you're the only person on stage. You know, if it's a 10-piece band and, you know, the second chair trumpet guy's kind of missing some notes and counting buttons, you know, that's one thing. But when you're the only person on stage, and it was one of those things where, like, you know, it was an 800-seat club and it was full, but, you know, I'm gonna get kind of like intimate here. And he like was playing at the edge of the stage, you know, like you could literally reach out and touch his hem like he was Jesus.
Well, then why didn't somebody just shake him and wake him up?
No, you never do that.
No, please do not poke or feed the performers.
Please
the
don't
talent.
Poke the performers.
Please don't poke the talent. Well, you need a sticker that says that at your work, Steve.
Please do not poke or what? The talent?
Just pay please them? Do not poke the talent.
Or feed them.
Please do not put hate, bad audio is a hate crime stickers on the musician, bad musician's equipment.
Yeah, that's allegedly been a recurring problem in the greater Center City, Philadelphia concert venue community. You know,
speaking of great things, I heard that WHIV is opening up a sister station near where Jeremy lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We need a name for it.
WSTD. Stopping Tyranny Daily.
Perfect.
I like it.
I love it.
WSTD.
I will get in contact with the people who are.
Why do I not take baths in Bitcoin every day when I come up with ideas like this?
We're all brilliant.
I just put them for free out on the airwaves. We're on FIFO, greatest software ever made aside by. And yeah. Totally free. I'm not buffered. I'm an unbuffered man.
You're buffered.
don't tell me who buffered and who didn't. I live my own reality.
I'm ordering you a mic stand right now, and yeah, it's $19.99. Free shipping.
Don't order me around. I don't take orders.
Yeah, so I'm getting you this, and then I'll. Let's see. Nikki will send you the computer. You know, this is what we do National Syndicated Radio with. It's like one-to-one. You know, I could do this on the phone, but Fiend Phone sounds better than phone, old phone.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, you were suffering when you called me on the old Sprint line the other day.
My sound was suffering? Or
no,
was
you were suffering.
You were suffering because you were having a bad audio spasm.
I know. I was. You know, you're either buffering or suffering in this world when it comes to audio.
If you're buffering, you're suffering. That's
there
a button in the future.
There
that's
you
a
go.
Button.
If you're buffering, you're suffering.
Yeah, I could probably count the number of calls that we've had on one hand that haven't ended with you saying, can we switch to Fiend Phone? I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
So,
although I've got a little better with it, I've learned that on my phone you have to actually talk into the bottom of the phone instead of like it's a design flaw. You know, the microphone should be.
Good.
Yeah, it still doesn't. I know my
beautiful
phone's
people
great,
don't have this problem.
For phone. I know. I make fun of iPhones, and you're like, oh, but my phone sounds good. It really doesn't, though. It doesn't sound any better. iPhones don't sound any better than my phone. You just think they do, and your brain believes you're hearing better sound.
There's a new Apple app for when you're running in a full body burqa, and it's called iRan.
Boy, that's a joke from 1982.
Well, it's coming back.
I know. Hey, you know, there's Dead Kennedy songs about the geopolitical situation in 1980 that are suddenly relevant again. Like, all his songs are about, like, you know...
The Ruskies.
The Ruskies in Afghanistan. Yeah, so...
Can you say Ruskies on radio?
Is and that Venezuela.
Is that culturally insensitive?
Ruskies?
What are we going to call them? Venzos? See, that's how you can tell someone lives in a druggy Venzos. Area. Is when they everything...
Benzos.
Is either a drug or rhymes with a drug. Yeah, Venzos. Finally, a word that rhymes with Benzo in your country song about your downfall in Kensington.
Venzodiazepam. They cost $800 each, and you can't get them most days.
Thanks, Martin Shkreli.
I don't get it.
Oh, see. Do you know who Martin Shkreli is?
No.
He was the guy who bought the... Which
He's a pharmaceutical executive with the most punchable face this side of Austin
guy.
Peterson.
Yeah. I know that guy.
And
oh, there was...
Like
no, there was
troll.
Recently... There was a right-wing art exhibit. You know how, like, most art is horrible because it's left-wing art? There was a right-wing art exhibit that was even worse. And one of the people was Gavin McGinnis, you know, from...
Oh, that guy.
From Vice magazine.
Yeah.
And it was like him sitting, it was performance art. It was him sitting in a tub covered with blood, wearing a burqa or something. I don't know. Pig's blood. And that pill guy, what's his name? Martin Shkreli.
Shkreli.
Scrotumelli. Yeah.
S-H-K-R-L-E-I.
He was one of the artists in it, and his exhibit was called Pill. And it was a pill. It was the pill that he sold for all the money. It was that pill framed. In a picture frame. That's weird.
He's a class act. And yeah, no, he does all these like attention-seeking behaviors. He's probably not a neurotypical human being.
Oh, isn't he like a Twitter troll at this point? Doesn't he like constantly hurt?
He got banned.
Oh, did he?
No, that's the president.
He didn't get banned.
They're both. I think they can both be trolls, Michael.
Isn't that funny? The president is a Twitter troll.
This is how you know the Freedom Fiends is mainstream media, because we just told a lie about the president that he got thrown off of Twitter.
No, we didn't.
We didn't lie. It's just alternative facts.
Alternative facts. It's fact adjacent. It's newsy. What was the thing Colbert said? Adjacent. Colbert had a word for that. What was it?
I don't watch Colbert.
I don't know.
Yeah. Truthism. Truthy.
Oh, it was
truthy.
Truthiness?
Truthiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds about right. I do like that word. I don't really like Colbert, but I do like that word.
I remember back when they were mildly funny, and now it's nah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Samantha Bee has a new show coming out.
I still don't know who this woman is. I keep hearing her name. I thankfully, I guess, have no idea who she is.
It's Rob Corddry's wife.
Samantha A died, so they had to move to the next one in the alphabet. And she repeats liberal talking points. And
She used to be funnier, but
she's a bold hero because she does this. And people share her things on the internet, and they're not funny. And you want to kill yourself for wasting 3 minutes and 10 seconds of your life listening to her explain how derp-a-derp-a-derp. And yeah.
I hear explanations like this, and then I think about all the people who tell me I'm wrong for not wanting to participate in pop culture anymore. I'm like, why? It's all horrible. I'm glad I'm ignorant of this stuff. I don't even want to know about it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not too cued into pop culture anyway. Like, even when I was a teenager, I thought Britney Spears went to my high school because my high school was huge, and all these popular girls would always be talked about, and you'd hear all these girls' names, oh, she's such a slut, that Robin Mamet, she's such a slut, Cindy Cassidy, oh my thought. God, she's such a slut.
Is that thought? THOT.
She's a thought, yeah. Oh, yeah. You must follow Malika Obama on Twitter.
That's where I learned it, actually.
And, she's such a skank. And then I would also hear, that Britney Spears, she's such a skank. So I just assumed Britney Spears was one of the popular girls. That's funny. I got into college, and someone's like, did you hear the new Britney Spears? I'm like, I went to high school with her. And they're like, no, you definitely did not. And I'm like, yes, I did. And they're like, she's definitely from Louisiana. And I was blown away. That I figured.
I heard a great one the other day. It was name dropping was the original humble brag.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A little proverb.
I tried to remember it last night and I couldn't really get it right. But I have a weird humble brag about somebody I went to school with. I went to school with Clarence Clemons Jr., who is the son of Clarence Clemons, the sax player in the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen's band.
Mm. And the kid hated his
dad's band. He liked hip hop or rap, as it was called in the 80s.
He was in a documentary I was watching.
He's dead.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark, bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
Yeah, we're back. So the name of this episode is Cash Newman is my co-pilot. And for those that don't know, Cash Newman is, I guess it's like street slang for some drug called Kratom, but I don't even know what that is. You know, kind of how like Sherm Hemsley is a nickname for PCP. You guys know that?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, I only know that because I remember you telling me at one point.
Yeah. Well, I told you about that. And I also told you about how I, sometimes you go to restaurants and they have pictures in LA and they have pictures of the famous people that have been there. Yeah. And I used to go to a sushi place, a cheap sushi place. And, you know, you really want to get your sushi discount. And they had pictures of like unknown actors, like headshots of wannabes who eat there because it was in a like kind of crappy residential neighborhood. And then they had one picture, a picture of Sherm Hemsley with like 30 or 40 wannabe, like up and coming nobody actors. That was funny. For those who don't know, what?
One of those up and coming actors grew up to be in a Kiss tribute band. Show some respect.
Who's that?
No, I don't know. I'm just.
You missed yesterday. We were talking about how the kid from Brandon Cruz from Courtship of Eddie's Father ended up being the singer in Ted Kennedy's at one point. Did you know that?
Really? Taking over for Jello?
Yeah. In the later incarnation, who were called Not My Dead Kennedys.
Mm. Not your father's dead Kennedys.
Yeah. Not your grandpa's dead Kennedys. So the reason this episode's called Cash Newman is My Co-Pilot is... So Cash Newman was... it's kind of an alter ego for me. When I first got sober, I wrote this book called Starving in the Company of Beautiful Women. I actually started writing it by mumbling stoned into a dictaphone when I was still shooting heroin. And then when I got sober, I transcribed the tapes and then worked it into a book and added a lot to it. And it kind of became, Cash Newman was like me if I was a little bit less of a low rent rock star, like if I was a little more popular at one point, but still was kind of has been and like, you know, not as popular and, you know, kind of like living hand to mouth like I was at the time, but having like a little bit bigger royalty checks at a time. You know, like at one point, you know, some old girlfriend of his calls him up and he says, "Hey, let's sleep together." And she's like, "No." And, you know, so the next week she calls him up and she calls him up and she's raising money for the Redwoods. And he's like, "Well, if you come over here and sleep with me, I'll give you $250 for the Redwoods." And she does. So, you know, he had money to do that. Cash Newman did. I never did. So to pay ex-girlfriends to whore for Mother Earth. But so I wrote this book. It's a kind of intriguing book. It's called, I was going to say, I couldn't remember the name. All my stuff has long names and I have so much stuff. So it's Starving in the Company of Beautiful Women. It's kind of like Bukowski with heroin, maybe something like that. Before everybody wrote a Bukowski on heroin book, including like, I think Chris Cantwell's writing one now, but you know, he's just like me 10 years behind everything he does or 20 years behind. So he'll get around to it eventually. So,
there's but it's all recorded. When you were doing it, like, it wasn't on the internet. It wasn't forever. It wouldn't, like, ruin your life. Like, when you're methed up and you're talking about how you want to exterminate all the people of X race and it's on the internet forever, like, it's really hard after you're clean to, like, be like, oh, like, no, trust me. Like, despite this, like, white supremacist tattoo that I have now, No, I don't mean it. That. I'm playing a
character.
What
are you talking about?
No, I know.
You're doing Cantwell, right? To be clear.
Yes.
So anyway, I wrote a book and I published it in the year 2000 and like you couldn't on-demand print like you could now. Like I had to do the page layout and then go to a print shop where they actually printed copies. So actually the 1,000 copies I printed actually look and feel a lot nicer than, you know, they're real books. They're not the print on a giant printer, computer printer on demand that you get now.
So, you bound know, from in like human skin.
Lulu or whatever. Come on, man. Jesus. That's Cantwell, not me. So this book has been out of print since like 2001 because I pressed 1,000 copies, gave away 500, sold 500. Oh, I did my taxes today, or Cash Newman did. By the way, when people say, what have you done for liberty? Among other things, spent almost $3,000 in the past year on stickers and buttons and gave away far more, you know, lost money getting them out in the world. So anyway, if you go to the Freedom Fiends app, there's a new button near the bottom. It says Cash Newman and it's got a syringe for an icon. Click on that. Tap that. I'd tap that. That's the book. That's the out of print for, you know, 16 years book or 15 years. I'm also going to put it in the show notes, a link to a PDF. It's a really weird looking PDF because it's the actual page layout files and it's all I still had of it. So enjoy. It's weird. It's cool. Get it.
Wow.
If you don't have it, go get Freedom Fiends app on Google Play for free. Cash Newman is my pro-pilot. ICP at the Super Bowl halftime next year if things go the way they're going with Trump. Since we have a troll as a president, Twitter troll. I mean, I see
more of that. More of that in the second hour.
Are they every 4 years? I don't even know when the Super Bowl is. I don't know.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth Justice American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth Justice American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth Justice American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth Justice American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Morning. This is the Trigger Weens, broadcasting through the Lord Jerry and Re-Education Center's low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite Lib Pair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Feeds is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows for use by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. This is the Freedom Fiends, secreting seditious sounds from the flaccid fiend bone of liberty. I'm back with Jeremy. Cash Newman excitedly announced that he was running off to buy me a bike stand. I don't know if he'll be back. or
if he actually remembered to order the mic stand.
I'm back. I ordered it. It was $19.99. Hashtag please donate the things I do for liberty. Hashtag. All right. WSTD.
WSTD.
Stopping okay. Tyranny Daily. See if, that's how you do it.
Stopping Tyranny Daily. I like it. All right, so see if you know what this sound is. Hang on.
No.
It's the Freedom Fiends broadcast from Porkfest.
That was excellent.
I can't even be mad.
No, it was a... that's really good.
Oh, wow.
I did it wrong. Darn it. WSTD is a label printer printing WSTD to put on something somewhere.
That's one loud label printer.
I held it up to the mic.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, like still. A pro.
Yeah.
Print labels like you're on radio, son.
That's hilarious. What is that? Oh, what'd you say?
It's a Freedom Feeds broadcast from Porkfest. Yeah. What?
Did you ever actually listen to that, Steve?
Why would I do that? No.
I know. Why would I? Don't do that to yourself.
I don't like talking to people when they're all libertied up. Like, that's the other thing. Like, if people are at Porkfest and they're like all like, you know, like huddling together and like cheering each other on, and you know, you go voluntarious girl,
you know, and $100 worth of silver,
and they're all Bitcoined up,
$60 worth of Bitcoin, and talking about how they're going to change the world. Yeah, I know those people.
I can't be having that, you know.
Yeah, you'd rather laugh at the state while it collapses and everything. I think that's my strategy.
Yep.
So
sounds like a plan. So ICP should do the Super Bowl halftime show next
insane
year.
Insane Clown Posse. I read that they were a gang. Is that a gang? The FBI said they're a gang.
Is the Freedom Feeds a gang?
Yes.
We're an errorist organization.
What's errorist? We make errors.
You make a lot of errors. Yeah.
Yeah, that's us.
A little wordplay.
At least we try to credit ours.
Probably got us added to a list. See, yeah. I think there's an inverse relationship between the number of radio stations we're on and the number of watch lists we're on.
I like it.
We reached equilibrium about 3 months ago, and now, yeah. We're flipped. more watch candy lists flipped. than Watts. Than That's Watts funny. Lists. Yeah. Then, yeah. See? Always on the game. True to the game.
At one time, the discrepancy in watts between our strongest station and our least station was like a million. It's pretty funny because we were on. It wasn't a million. It was like 250,000 because we were on a station that was 50,000 watts, which sounds mighty and probably reaches to Alpha Centauri, but I probably didn't reach that many people because it was in the middle of a soybean field in Montana, I think it was, but.
That soybean was really woke, though.
It was really woke, man. Okay, what was going on? But, I'd rather be on a 5-watt station in San Francisco. Hell, I'd rather be on a 5-watt station in Cleveland. Hell, I'd rather be on a 5-watt station in Long Island or a 7-watt station in Long Island. But,
we were able to make one of those dreams come true.
Oh, the other was we were on, and we are still on, a 100 milliwatt legal low power no license station in Texas. That's like, you know, what do I call those? The most powerful station in the tri-yard area. Yeah. Run one of those.
Try hard, tri-yard, West Texas. Yep.
So here's my story about Sunday. So Sunday I noticed that there's a problem with our fence and I'm like, oh, I knew that was going to happen eventually. The Wyoming wind, you know, the fence contractor like reinforced one side of it and the other side didn't need it right away a year and a half ago and we didn't have all the money for it. But, you know, we could scrape it up now if we need to and the fence is going to blow over without it. So I called him up yesterday late afternoon and I'm like, hey, man, this is Michael Dean, blah, blah, blah. Remember me? My address is blah, blah, blah. And he's like, really busy. Like the guy, last time I talked to him, he was really gracious and took his time with me. And like, he was rude. He was like, yeah, okay, maybe, I don't know. I'm like, well, you know, you don't sound like you want to do it. Should I call someone else? He's like, no, I'll do it. Yeah, what time I can be over? I don't know, sometime this week. I'm like, well, I need a definite time. And he's like, ugh. And he actually went, ugh, at me.
How dare
and said,
you?
Tomorrow at 2:30. And I said, yeah, I'll be here. And he's like, okay, gotta go. Bye. I'm like, told my wife about it. I'm like, man, that guy was like rude. And she's like, well, he's probably watching the Super Bowl. I was like, oh, yeah, that's today. Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
And when he came over today, I said, hey, did I call you? Were you watching the Super Bowl? And he's like, yeah, I was having a party. I had a party with like 15 people over, too. All right. Oh. So.
Yep. Darn yep. Punk rockers. Your ways.
Yeah. So I sent you guys something. Pull up the thing I sent you. It's yes. Somebody's list of like radio free, like non cuss cusses. It's a comedian named Tim Hawkins. Do you know him, Steve?
Not personally, but I know of him. Yet.
Yeah. So there's three columns. Let's read some of these and try them in sentences. So there's like miffed, exasperated, and I'm not having it. And I've actually heard Mark Edge use some of these. Great googly moogly, I've heard him use. I think he must have this list.
Well, good googly moogly gets used a lot. That's a Joe Rogan uses that constantly. I picked that up from him. I use that a lot. Not great, but good. So a variation.
Great googly moogly is a cuss, though. Like
Heavens to Betsy is right there. That's a Miller go-to. Yeah. I use that one a lot, yeah.
Shucks. I say shucks. Shucks is the first one. I use that all the time.
Where's the other one I saw? I think I saw Jack Wagon. That's one I use a lot, too, actually. It's one of my favorite ones to use.
Oh, and then he has other lists, too. Bleep, like for
fart knockers.
Cusses.
Yeah.
Booger, wingnut, nerds, criminy, cripes, crepes.
Son of a Baptist preacher.
Is that on here?
Yeah, and the bottom on the son of a list. Yeah, those ones are pretty good.
son of a motherless biscuit eater.
Biscuit.
Son of a motherless goat. That's so funny. I've used that one forever, too. I have no idea where I picked it up. I picked it years ago. Like maybe I got it from him. I have no idea.
Horse patootie.
Horse pucky.
Horse
patootie. Horse. Bless my soul.
You know who used horse hockey? Was the colonel on MASH.
Really?
Okay.
Who was actually infantry. He was not infantry. What are the horsey guys called in the military?
Cavalry.
Yeah. He'd been cavalry in World War II, I think was the story. And he's always riding a horse. He has a horse. He's the only horse at the MASH. Yeah, and he says horse hockey when he's mad at people.
Mm.
And he's, old. I like the three at the bottom, the names that you could offer as go-to curses, like, Pat Sajak or Bob Saget. Trebek. The Holy Trinity right there. Pat Sajak is great on Twitter. Highly recommended follow, by the way.
You know, I think that Ben Stone may be familiar with this comedian, because it says at the top, Tim Hawkins Handbook, Alternative Cuss Words, Field Tested and Mother Approved. When Ben sent me the recordings for the app, for I can't remember the name of our app. What is
Pocket
it?
Pocket Alibi.
Pocket Alibi, yeah. The subject line was, you know, here's some field tested and mother approved recordings or something like that. I've never heard that before.
My Lanta.
My Lanta. I like Farfenugan, which is a made up German word that's supposed to mean like the enjoyment of driving or something.
Yes.
You know, it's a fake
shucky darn
made up by
VW. Yeah, well, Farfenugan, shut the front door, you know, for the love of Pete. Yeah.
Jeepers.
You know,
the ones that I use all the time. I use jeepers.
What the what? I like that. Rasa Frasa Rasa Frasa. I don't get that. That one I never heard of. Judas Priest. You know, that's not only a great metal band with a singer who came out and confused all his young hetero fans.
Oh, that rocked people so hard.
Yeah.
Rob Halford.
Yeah, I dig it.
The solo stuff was great, though.
It's a cuss, though. It's a cuss in England. It's like saying GD. It's like you can't say Judas Priest.
Yeah, I remember you explained that to me because, well, I guess it makes sense if you follow that line of thinking. Well, Judas was a bad guy in their minds, so yeah. The Judas Priest would be a bad thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never realized that. I was a huge fan of them, too, and I never even thought of that.
Yeah, to think that the British thought of such a simple way to praise Satan when we go to the elaborate act of having a Super Bowl halftime show.
That's funny.
Did you see that made the headlines at InfoWars?
No, but I did see that Homer Simpson started a motorcycle club one time and with Flanders, and Homer wanted to call it the Hell Satans, and Flanders says, "Can't we go with a little less hellbound name, Homer?" And so Homer said, "Well, let's call it the Christ Punchers."
There you go.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. We just lost the station.
Yeah.
For like the tamest joke on The Simpsons ever, probably.
Yeah. If we're getting kicked off,
Buckethead is a racial slur. Buckethead is on this list. That's a racial slur for Korean, isn't it?
Was a
Buckethead?
Band?
No, you're thinking of Moonface.
No, Buckethead, and not just the crappy guitarist. It's a guitarist who's horrible.
That's who it is. I've seen him.
He's bad. He blows. People think he's God, but he's really just a wanker, man.
Michael, have you ever heard this joke about Jesus eating M&Ms and then they fall through the hole in his hand?
Nah.
Yeah, that was like a...
No, but did I tell you that when I was a kid and I used to say, "I'm perfect," like kids often do when they're 5 or 6, my mother would grasp my hand and look for holes and say, nope.
Oh, okay.
That's some old school, like... Protestant equivalent of Catholic guilt or Jewish guilt.
Yeah, keep it Protestant, though. And keep it here on the Freedom Fiends. We'll be
keep it Protestant, did you say?
Yeah.
All right. That'll keep it. That we just gained another station.
We got that crucial anti-papist. With Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi, A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat? Now the double joystick. Oh, wait.
You'll intuit my question. I can't probably say it on there, but from one of them say next. All right. So, gentlemen, open your email. I have a sealed envelope. Click on the link and read the name of the website.
It's just like the OJ trial.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great show. I watched the 10-part miniseries. Now I'm watching a 10-part miniseries.
I was sick over the weekend.
Now I'm watching a 10-part miniseries about Carlos the Jackal. All right, so what's the website?
The racial slur database.
Yes. Now, Steve, read number two on the list.
Can't. It's the email still loading.
Jeremy, read number two on the list.
Buckethead is the slur, which is supposedly meant to represent Koreans. So, yes, apparently this is a racial slur. I was not.
And it's not like I have the racial slur database bookmarked at the top of my bookmarks. Oh, I mean, this is.
Yeah.
You own it. It's in your media empire.
No, it's not my site. All I'm pointing out is that. Man, there's some mean ones in here. Moose.
Actually, I've never heard of any of these.
Moose is used by American GIs to refer to Korean horrors because of their facial features. Wow.
Whoa.
Can you say that on the radio? I'm not saying this is cool. I'm saying, isn't it weird that there's a famous guitar player who goes by the name Buckethead? He actually wears a bucket on his head, but, you know, it'd be kind of like if there's a guitar player named, like, you know, White Trash N-Word or something. I don't know. Who's breathing? Stop breathing.
You can sort by race. Yeah, this,
you're digging it?
Yeah, I really
like someone,
it.
As someone who likes to date men of the,
Let's find
Asian
his.
Persuasion.
Here we go. Agent Orange, Betty. Yeah, a lot of these are Vietnam War based.
Yeah.
Dink Duck Gook.
Man, yeah. You can't say that on radio, I'm sure. Dink Duck Duke.
Yeah.
Mung. Like
Mung is
Napalm.
A
Napalm. Yeah. So the Tunnel Rat. Uncle Ben's Boys. Referring to Vietnamese soldiers from the large number of rice paddies. Oh, I gotcha.
I like this one for Koreans. Crotchless Pants. It's a name for Koreans. Referring to some of their written letter characters looking like crotchless pants. That's
Puerto Ricans. Bacardi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, here's something I want to talk about is Alexa ranking. I have a plugin that I always have running for my browser for Firefox that gives the Alexa ranking. Now, the Alexa ranking is a page ranking system run by Amazon. It was before they had the tube that runs your life and spies on you and is your personal assistant called Alexa. Like, Alexa, kill Flanders, you know, that tube that all the cool kids have, and you may have only seen it because they've sold millions of them, but I don't know anyone that has one. Do you guys know anybody that has one?
I know one person that has one. Hashtag gays, hashtag guppies.
Yeah, guppies. That's probably in the racial slur database. Let's search guppies. Let's see. G-U.
No, it's not Mormons. Also known as carrot snappers.
Guppy. Guppy represents Greeks. That's weird. From Greek yuppie. Originated in Astoria, New York. Does that make sense there, Jeremy? Not necessarily derogatory.
Sure.
Well, is that in...
Yeah, actually, I think it is still pretty Greek up in a story.
Up in there.
Up in there.
Man, the racial slur database. I think I'm going to have to...
Mackerel snapper for Irish.
Irish?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Seoul man. S-E-O-U-L man. Koreans who try to act black. That's funny. Man. Seoul man.
That's also the name of a food truck.
Yeah. So, here's what I'm wondering about is like... So, the Alexa ranking... ranks, you know, based on people who have this Alexa plugin, which, like, actually, you know, it's kind of like the, what was that sampling system they used to have for TV ratings, the Nielsen rating, where like they actually paid, you know, 500 families in America to have this box on their TV, and it supposedly represented the ratings for the entire country. And there was a lot of pressure of, like, people were bribing those families to, like, leave their TV on and let the dog watch on one channel. But, you know, now they can do it a little better with the internets. And it's not always accurate, and it can be gamed. Like, I remember Cantwell was gaming it. Like, he got, you know, 100 of his fans to install the Alexa plugin and use his website as their homepage, and it drove his, for a while, he had a really good Alexa ranking, but then then they quit doing it, and he lost all his fans, and they get it, they can tell the gaming after a while, but it's just weird to me, like, how many low, you know, good is low, like, Google is one, you know, a bad ranking is 20 million. We'll talk more about this when we get back. I need that pedal. They give me 20 more seconds. I want to invent that tonight.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
This should be, since we're going to read from the ethnic slur database for the rest of the show, I think we should use this meme for the picture. Even though the show's going to be called Cash Newman is My Co-Pilot, it's a meme of Dr. Phil. Did he actually say, I ain't some Hasidic hillbilly with a snoot full of honeybees?
No, that's what the closed captioning said, because the closed captioning is oftentimes incorrect.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah. That's a thing with you youngsters and your internets on your computers.
You kids with your bubblegum and your Pac-Man video games and your closed captioning.
Yeah. So we're each going to pick our own ethnic derivation and read ethnic slurs for it, because the blacks say that's okay for them to do. Oh, man.
So it begins. Well,
and you can say that one, so it's okay. Glad you said
that. Yeah, because I'm 164th African, according to my DNA test.
Do you want to read 164th of the racial slurs from the blacks? Yeah. Because there's about 100.
So, you know what's funny, too? Anyway, so I'm going to read. We'll go around. So I'm going to read the British, because I'm mostly British. Steve, you're mostly German.
Correct.
You're going to read the German. And the unwanted mutt over there, the two unwanted mutt races. What are you, Jeremy?
Well, yeah, I'm mostly Irish and Italian, so yeah.
You should also read the mixed race
mutt
one.
I just say unwanted mutt because you know, those were the people that nobody wanted in America before the blacks were even known for that. The blacks, you know, like
the first hipsters.
Yeah.
No Irish, no dogs, no.
Yeah, the Italians. Irish especially. The Irish were very hated.
Yeah, the Irish came over here and built and then filled our prisons. All right.
As can be seen by the racial slurs here, which there's 30 of them for Irish, and most of them are some variation of the N-word. So you can see how they're looked at.
Well, read one and say N-word, because that's the only one you can't say on radio. So
well, there's a whole bunch of them. There's like shamrock N-word, potato N-word.
And Arabs only get one. It's sand N-word. But
yeah.
All right. So let's see. Lobster back is a derogatory term for the British because of the redcoats in the Revolutionary War. That's weird.
That makes sense.
I love it.
It's not very insulting, though. Lobster back. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you got, Steve?
Adolf. Adolf. Blockhead.
Why blockhead?
The French called the Germans this in World War II. Bache is short for Alpha Bache or Cabbage Head. Germ. Grout. Piney. Herm, jam bun, which is Cockney slang for hun.
Teabag. Teabag was a nickname for the British, or is.
Cossie, Kraftwerk.
Like the band?
Like the band, yeah.
Like the group, yeah. I don't think they were a band. They were a group. They were too weird to be a band. They were too un-rock and roll to be a band.
PIFCA.
They were like a workers' collective.
Shoe, French slur, a ass eater. What you can't say on radio, but feces eating is a fetish that originated in Germany, otherwise known as scat sex or ass sex, such as ass eating, rubbing, poo.
Scheißeleiben.
Yeah. Scheißeleiben. Anyway, we just lost our German station.
we lost our station in,
Saupreis. Austrians and Bavarians use it for North Germans. Yeah. So,
One for Australian,
Volkswagen.
For Australian and New Zealand people. POME, P-O-M-E, stands for Prisoners of or Property of Mother England. Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, let's see. Some of the Irish, I actually like some of the Irish ones. I may call myself these, like Shillelagh Hugger.
What's up, my shillelagh hugger?
Oh, one of the ones for British. This is good. One of the ones for British is fog N-word. That's funny.
Oh, this one for Irish kids, tater tot.
One of the ones for French Canadians is queeb, which is from Quebec.
Oh, feb. For British, it stands for filthy English bastard or effing English bastard.
Hmm. Let's see. Oh, I got my Italian ones here. This might be my favorite, the burnt pizza, which is for dark-skinned Italians, which I technically am. So,
yeah. Hey, you know, Dago is Spanish slang. No, it's British slang for Spanish, for Spaniards. They use Dago.
Well, yeah, it says originally coming from Spain.
Yeah.
Whereas Diego.
Crumpet sucker. That's good. Crumpet sucker. I like that.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Fonzie is a slur. Like literally after the Fonz from Happy Days, like that's a slur.
Oh man, here's one for Brits. Because of their inbreeding and weak gene pool resulting in poor bone structure, chinless wonder. That's funny. Although I have a chin.
There's so many for the Chinese.
But it's my Welsh. I'm part Welsh. I wonder if there are other than Welshing, or if there are Welsh ones.
Wonder bread wop. That's
what's that, an Italian who lives in Long Island?
I thought, but... No, it says, used by Italians to describe Italians who were more assimilated into North American culture. So, like, people from back in the home country making fun of their family who's come here and is all Americanized, essentially.
Here's one for... There's only two for Welsh people, and one is woolly back, because there's so many sheep in Wales. I would think it'd be something about making sweet, sweet love with sheep.
Let's see. Well, the only other thing that I am, my last name is actually Swiss, but there's like really no Swiss in my family except the last name. But there's only one of them, and it's Rostefresser.
Like, oh, I thought you could say Robinson.
I don't know what that is.
Like Swiss Family Robinson.
Oh, no, maybe we should add it to the list. Can we add to this list? That should be interesting.
If it's a wiki. Yeah, why don't we start racial slur wiki base?
Yeah, I mean, come on. What better way to bring the unite people, you know? All the hatred out there with all the names people come up with of each other. Put them all in one place. Maybe bring people closer together.
Miss Cleo, the name of the psychic, is apparently one for black people.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I feel like that would be, like...
Anyway. There's a section labeled where I just lost it. Hold on. It's called RSTB. Where'd it go? Darn it. I had it. It was about this site, though.
Hey, I got an announcement. I don't chat. Like, people that don't know me and I don't, like... Don't write me on Facebook and just like, hi, how you doing? You know, people do that sometimes. And like, I'm always in the middle of working on something and people write me that. And I'm like, ugh, don't you know? If you knew me, you wouldn't do that. Like, you guys know me. And the only time you instant message me or text me or anything like that is if it's got to do with getting the show done, you know? I'm on a mission, man. I don't have time to chat with humans. So stop it, people. Just stop it. I don't care. I care about making art. I care about making propaganda. You know, if you just want to chat, it's not going to help me. If you have something specifically to chat about, go ahead. So is there a name for like a cranky English person? You could use it on me.
I don't know. There's actually a listing in here for this site.
A curmudgeon-y crimpet.
Curmudgeon-y crimpet.
Crimpet. Crampet. Crumpet.
Judd Crimpet.
There's a slur for this site called RSDB, or Really Stupid Derogative BS.
Jeeves.
Jeeves. That's good. Was that on there, or did you make that up, Steve?
That was on there.
That's funny.
Yeah. A bulgy from a Bulgarian. Yeah.
A bulgy. Hey, I have a new executive order. I'm going to start issuing executive orders. So the only acceptable drugs for Freedom Fiends hosts are Kratom, CBD oil, PCP, but only while you're hunting, Crocodile, but only with tranny hookers, or Adrenochrome, which actually is pretty mild and is just kind of a central nervous stimulant that barely even causes euphoria, and it can be synthesized in a lab. In the book Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, it's incredibly delirium-inducing psychedelic stimulant, and it has to be harvested from the brains of live humans. So, that's it.
So, all right, did you just, as a union leader, let me just ask the question. Did you just threaten to remove my members' brains if they use the wrong drugs?
Yeah, that's
what I heard.
Pretty good reading between the lines there, guys.
You're actually Trump.
Well, I just decided, Trump. You know, he was a CEO who became president and is, you know, writing executive orders the way the executive of a company would. So I'm the executive.
He's writing executive orders like he writes tweets. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I think that they should have a new law. Somebody says that there should be a new law that all legislation has to be under 140 characters. I like that. Make government so small. Although you could have some big government in small text.
Very sad. And there's no limit on the number you could do either. You could just start firing them off all day long like he does.
Yeah, yeah. And very sad wouldn't count as to the character limit. Or oh, sad.
You get it's a free very sad. Yeah, that's how you get the law, by making little compromises. And then to keep the Democrats on board, Upworthy links are also free.
What's Upworthy links?
Oh, Upworthy is the worst. You're not familiar with the site Upworthy? No. So it's very clickbaity, and it's these super emotional stories, and they all have, like, that's where the clickbait basically originated. But if you go on, Upworthy.com, and it's mainly targeted toward women and liberals, but yeah, it is a site to never behold. And I used to have a very strict, if you share anything from Upworthy, you are unfollowed. No questions, no ma'am, no ham, no turkey, no salami, no ketchup, no mustard, no mayo, no salt, no pepper, no garlic powder. I'm just straight up not featuring it.
What? I don't know what that means.
But yeah. There's a pterodactyl in the studio.
All right, so I'm sending you for the rest of the show. I think we've beat the racists into the ground. So I'm sending you guys from the link bait generator all the results it gave me for Cash Newman for link bait title for the title of the show. So instead of Cash Newman as my co-pilot, 7 things Lady Gaga has in common with Cash Newman, 11 ways investing in Cash Newman can make you a millionaire, 10 ways Cash Newman can help you live to 100, 8 things the media hasn't told you about Cash Newman. Maybe we'll have more after this trip to the Kratom market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Look at these tube socks. So, Steve, you're going to try to get a full-time job as a racial slur generator?
Computers took my gerb. Helps one. Help White Trump.
Yeah. So, you lost some Bitcoin in the Super Bowl bet, and they're going to come take your thumbs, but I have a solution. So, yeah. This computer that we gave Nikki Darling that she's not going to use, that she's sending to you, has a wallet with 50 Bitcoin. Not Bitcoin. I don't want someone to hear 50 Bitcoin and have them go kill Nikki Darling because they think she has 50 Bitcoin lying around. No, Bitcoin. It's worth about 75 cents total. So stop breathing. Whoever's breathing, stop breathing.
That's not me this time.
So when you get the computer, whenever she sends it, you'll have 50 more Bitcoin. By then, your 10 Bitcoin debt from the Super Bowl will probably be up to 50 in a couple of weeks, because that's how loan sharks work, right?
That's how gambling debts work. And but yeah, I'll be paying Clayton soon. It's cool.
They're going to take your thumbs.
I'll be able to cover it. Soon.
But, well, how much was it?
Honestly, if anybody out there has
your 50,
here's the problem. He went 3 for 3 and he hit a 6-1 bet on whether the game would go into overtime or not. Clayton Hahn, yeah.
Clayton Mung?
Yeah, his last name is a racial slur. That's how I hadn't heard this guy is.
Mung's not a slur. Shouldn't be.
Three for three on the Super Bowl and all for all on the racial source. And he, so he ran the table, and now I owe this fellow Bitcoin. And I need to be able to cover it. Oh, I would probably need like 50 more.
How many bips do you owe him?
I think a total of like 90.
How deep?
No,
are you in?
No. Like 70, 80. Yeah.
Okay. So,
but I have 50. So, right,
so we don't want your thumbs broken. So hopefully Nikki will send you that computer soon. So I was going to say something earlier about Alexa ratings, and it just didn't work. And I just want to say that I decided not to do it. I didn't forget it. So, because otherwise you'll listen to the show and go like, yeah, something didn't complete and I don't know what it was. But yeah, so shouting at baggage. It's the new free speech zone. What is it about, Steve?
What's the new free speech zone?
Shouting at baggage.
Yeah, shouting at baggage claim. Yeah, when they had the protest in Philadelphia at the airport where everybody went to go scream at Trump because of this immigration ban, where people were like they had cab drivers held in a room for like 8 hours to keep America safe, and everybody decided they were going to go shout, and you know, a bunch of elected officials were there, blah 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 blah, and they were directing protesters to one, stay in their cars, so like sit there and just honk your horn.
Free speech zone.
Yep. Yeah. And if you came in on the train, they were directing you to the baggage carousel so that you could shout at the baggage carousel. And I made a bunch of memes about this, and people were really mad and reported a bunch of them.
Because, what kind of people? Yeah. Like liberals?
Of course. Who else is going to go reporting? That's totally their domain.
Right-wing people report or threaten. If you say anything about the military.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty sensitive about that. Well, what kind of memes could you have made that they would have gotten that offended by? I mean, come on.
Who, leftist?
Well, I mean, I know they get offended by anything.
The sun came up today.
Well, I mean,
Michael went after the audio on walkie talkies in tree units.
In what?
you went after the audio on walkie talkie in infantry units, and that's what set them off.
Yeah. Well, interesting thing about military audio and why it's so bad. There's actually a trade-off with low resolution audio, like things that have to sound like they sound, you know, because you're in a jet plane or something, or you know, you're hiding down in a foxhole or something where, you know, the message won't necessarily all get through, and it's something where it's like, you know, did you say bomb them or don't bomb them, like where it's life and death. They generally make the audio in a way that actually they choose legibility over good audio. And there's some points in audio production where there is that trade-off, where you can actually make it sound worse, but you can more clearly understand the words. So, yeah, I do complain about the bad audio of walkie-talkies. It's a hate crime, man.
It's and they very use them in airports. Personal.
They use them in airports.
Yep.
Good show, guys.
First,
good show.
First aggressed by TSA, and then to be bad audioed. The mind boggles.
I know. If a cop ever, like, is detaining you and saying anything over his walkie-talkie, just tell him bad audio is a hate crime. Am I being detained?